I have on the line now Marie Peeler from Pieda House. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
No, it's Mark Bradshaw. Carl is on the other side.
Hi.
Carl is the
hello.
Carl is the learner here. Good morning,
oh,
Carl.
Oh, is he? Oh, I see.
Say hello,
well,
Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marie.
We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, I think Carl did all the work on this. I just get to talk on the air.
Oh, I see.
How are you, anyway?
I'm great. Not a bother.
No, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for the invitation and the opportunity.
Yeah, well, we're always happy. We're always happy to get people on, especially for causes like this.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to ask you a few basic questions. Do you mind?
Yeah. Because, you know, not at all.
I got to assume that a lot of people don't know. You know, I always start from the premise that people don't know what is Pieda House. I know it sounds like a very basic question, but sometimes it's good to get it out there, exactly what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree with you, Mark. The Pieda House is a crisis intervention centre for people who have suicidal thoughts, who may have attempted to take their own life, and for those who may self-harm. But it's also a bereavement service for people who have lost somebody to suicide.
Okay.
And we work from 15 centres around the country and 2 outreach centres delivering that service every day of the week. And mainly, the service is free of charge. It's one thing that people should know, so that they need never fear about coming to us and being able to afford it. We are here. We are here for them. And the service is free of charge. And also, we have the 1-800-247-247 number that is 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that service is operated by qualified therapists.
Are they paid?
Yes, they would be paid, yeah.
And is it through voluntary money collected, or is it the government?
Yes.
The government?
No, Pieda, 86% of the funds for Pieda House are raised by voluntary donations, public support for the likes of Darkness Into Light, fundraisers that are held all year around the country for us, and donations. And then we get some great corporate support as well. One of our corporate supports that for Darkness Into Light, of course, is Electric Ireland. And we have many other that support us in other ways during the year. But that's how the funds are raised. About 16% is government. But we are community-based. We're in the community and supported by the community. And we're very grateful for that. Very grateful.
Just out of curiosity, when were you first launched? How long are you going? How long is this going?
Pieda opened in Lucan in 2006. And as I say, at this stage now in 2019, we have 15 centres around the country, 2 outreach centres, and we will be bringing that service to in outreach centre form to other areas during the country, over the next couple of years, but throughout the country.
And this Darkness Into Light, is this just an Irish thing, or is it?
No. Well, Darkness Into Light started off in the Phoenix Park in 2009,
right,
and we were very surprised. Those of us on the first voluntary committee there were very surprised at the numbers that turned out in that morning, because we had no idea what would happen. So it was about 400 in the first year, and that was, as I say, 2009. And 2019... we have approximately 200 venues in Ireland and around the world. So it's now an international, global walk, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than just a walk, in fact. It's a movement in support of suicide prevention.
And where does it take place? Same place all the time in Dublin?
Same place. Well, in Ireland, it's at 4:15 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 11th of May. And in other countries around the world, it would be the 11th of May. But for us, Sydney would start off on the Friday evening, as it's that many hours ahead of us.
Ah, yeah, of course,
But it goes from Sydney to, you know, to Canada, to places in Europe, to Hong Kong, all around Ireland and the UK as well. So actually this year we're in about 19 countries, over five continents.
And is it like is there a fundraising event? Is that a fundraising event in itself?
Well, it is fundraising, because it helps keep the doors of Pieta. It's a large part of our fundraising, and it helps keep the doors of Pieta open. But it's also about community and community getting together. It's organised by volunteer teams on the ground, and that's communities getting together to support people in their own community and people that they, you know, people that they may know or may not know, and it's supporting those people in a time of crisis, and it allows you know, the service to be delivered by Pieta. But it's also very, very important to be aware, for people to be aware of the service. You said at the start of our talking there, you know, just to, you know, what, you know, when you, to give you some information on Pieta. Well, some people need to be told Pieta's here, to increase the awareness. We're here for them, and the service is free of charge. Call us if you're in time of crisis. We would love, you know, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to be that support in your life. But communities do great work in supporting one another as well.
Okay, and do people register for this walk, or just turn up on the night?
No, register on darknessintolight.ie. They can register for the walk. Okay. They turn up. The walk in Ireland, all around Ireland, starts at 4:15 a.m.
In different venues everywhere, yeah.
In different venues everywhere. About 160 odd venues in Ireland at the moment.
So there should be one close to most people, should it? There should be a venue close.
Yeah, and in Dublin, we've 11 venues in Dublin. So out near yourselves, you know, we've Skerries, Ringsend, Clontarf, Malahide Castle, and Phoenix Park, of course. But we've several other venues in the Dublin area as well.
Yeah, so it's quite a lot of people in you know, it must be a fierce amount of people walking on that night.
Yeah, well, we reckon over 200,000 people walked in total last year, and that's a phenomenal amount of people that say, you know, we want to support our communities, we want to see the end to suicide, and we're supporting people, as I say, people that they know and people that they don't know. And this year's campaign will focus on the power of hope.
Right.
So the power of hope, and that's communities and people empowering the power of hope in one another.
Yeah, you know, who came up with the darkness into light? Because maybe they should go into marketing, because it's absolutely on the, it does exactly what it says on the tin, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you see, the idea about darkness into light started in 2008, and Joan Freeman, who was our founder at the time, had the idea from hearing of an idea in the States. So it suited Pieta House, because darkness into light was symbolic of the work of Pieta from despair to hope.
Oh, from the darkness of depression into the light of
why
I think it's
so
good.
With Electric Ireland supporting us, they brought light to people's lives. And they're, you know, through this walk and the support of this walk, we're bringing light into other lives.
Oh, it matches perfect with the sponsor, doesn't it? Perfect.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Everything fits.
Everything fits nicely. So we would ask for people to come out and join us on the morning of the 11th of May. Go to your nearest venue, register online. The registration is so simple, and actually I thought it was simple. No, and I'm not. I am far from a genius on websites, and I thought it was simple, so it must be simple. But we ask for people to come out, join us, walk with us, and support those around you. And if you notice anybody on the walk that may be on their own, reach out, chat to them, and, you know, be there for them as well, and be there for one another.
Is there any significance to the 11th of May, or is that just a random date that happened to be picked at the beginning?
No, well, at the first year in 2009, we had it on the bank holiday Monday morning and in May,
right.
And we just discovered that a lot of people were away for the May bank holiday, so we changed to the Saturday following the May bank holiday. So it's the same Saturday every year, even though the date changes.
Oh, it does. Oh, it's the same Saturday every year.
Same Saturday every year.
Just this year, it happens to be the 11th of May.
This year it happens to be the 11th of May.
So which Saturday is it? The first, second? Which one did you say? I'm sorry.
Well, it's the Saturday after the bank holiday weekend.
Okay, so no matter what, so it's after the next Saturday after the bank holiday.
After the bank holiday.
Always.
So this year, 11th of May, 4:15 a.m. in the morning. And it's a fabulous walk. And in a lot of cases, it's bringing comfort and solidarity to people who may have lost somebody or maybe in that place where they need support. And that's what it brings. People bring away with them that feeling of support and comfort.
Yeah, I imagine it's very good. If you're experiencing at that time, it's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's when you see so many thousands of others walking in support.
Right.
And people are walking for one another.
Yeah, exactly. With each other and for one another.
Exactly.
Which is...
And as I say, they know, community supporting others that they know and don't know in their time, in a time of crisis and in a time of bereavement as well.
I went to a gig there in the Olympia a couple of years ago, and it was for Pieta House, and it was fabulous.
Fabulous gig.
Do you do that every year?
Great. No, we've done that, I think, twice or three times. Keith Geraghty did that for us in the Olympia Theatre, and it was a great event.
Well, it was, because you got, you got all the different groups, and you got the three hit songs, and then in came the next group, and you got the three hit songs.
Yeah.
So, I like that, because, you're bound to find something you like in the show. In fact, I liked everything in the show. But it wasn't one band for an hour and a half. It was three songs off, another three songs. Jerry Fish.
Something for everybody,
really. It was great. There was people people I'd never seen before, like Jerry Fish and people like that. That you think, wow, he's very good. I go and see him again,
good memories.
Are you doing that again?
No, not this year. Now, we do have an event on, I think it's the 24th of May, Declan Pierce is organising it, and it's a group of DJs coming together for the, mainly in memory of the chap from The Prodigy that died there recently.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's coming up. But no, actually, Darkness Into Light is the big fundraiser for us at this time of year. Big fundraiser and awareness. The awareness is critical as well.
Yeah, getting out there, getting the message out there, who you are and what you do, and just keep pumping it out.
Just keep telling people, because people need to know.
They need to know, and in a year's time, more people need to know, and that's
need
it.
Because
when you're not involved with something, you don't know about it, and all of a sudden something happens in your life, and then you need to know these things. You get involved with these different scenarios,
Exactly.
Well, thanks very much for coming on.
You're very welcome, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, as I say, Darkness Into Light. The 11th of May, 4:15 a.m., proudly supported by Electric Ireland, and just remember the power of hope.
Okay.
And building that hope in each other.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything anyway. I think it's...
All right.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks for coming on, Marie. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers.
And thanks, Carl. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.